Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
All right. Here's your drinks, boys. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Poppy.
Keep the drinks flowing as we get to the next meal, which is moist vegetarian pasta with nasty fish liver.
I don't know where this one's headed.
Ew.
You'll like it.
Ew.
I'll be back.
No nicotine in this, dude. 0.7 mg, dude.
Is that, I don't know what the ratings are on common cigarettes.
Singapore Customs prohibits green cigarettes.
Damn.
All right.
Can't ship them. Wait, what?
This guy's got.
He's still trying to buy Japanese cigarettes.
People on a flight?
They send people with the cigarettes?
I don't know. This says flight code airline.
We're gonna have to try somewhere else, dude. Look on Amazon, bro.
How do I buy Japanese cigarettes?
He's on a different quest right now, dude.
Yeah, he really is, bro.
I'm waiting for this moist liver.
I got it. It's on your plate.
Lay it on me, papi.
It's right here, dog.
Give me these duds.
They're empty.
Who ate all these duds?
That would be
Just kidding. I hate milk duds.
No, you don't.
I fucking do.
No.
I hate milk duds.
You hate everything.
That should have been my wing wins.
Enjoyable in life.
Milk duds are fucking criminally ass.
No, they're not.
They are. What's the meal, papi?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
It's the third time I called him papi. He still hasn't told me the meal. How many times, papi? How many times?
Yeah, keep talking.
No, dude. Lay it on me.
It's like $55 for a carton.
That's not bad. That's a good price.
What's a carton?
It's like Marlboro, fucking like 10 packs of cigarettes, I think.
Dude, Marlboro Ice Blast sounds fire. Mega Ice Blast.
If you can buy them at the Sev right now, that's a waste of your money.
Yeah, but there's Japanese on there.
Just Japanese writing on them?
How the fuck do I buy this?
Dude, yeah, can you lay this meal on me before I actually flip this table?
I'll lay on you.
What?
I'm ripping up this box of duds.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm waiting on him.
This guy's smoking his necky.
All right, so here's your meal. You like it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's moist vegetarian pasta.
Yeah, I know, but after that, what's the part after that?
Moist vegetarian lobster. No, pasta.
With Yo, pick a card, dude.
With nasty fish liver.
That's the wrong one. Dumbass.
I got two.
Wait, I was just... I'm still eating that.
Dumbass.
Whoa.
Dumbass.
Oh, got him. All right, so we got moist vegetarian pasta with nasty fish liver.
Okay. It stinks down here now. That's my bad. Sorry for lighting that on fire.
It's all right. I got moist vegetarian pasta with nasty fish
No, say
liver.
It again for us, dude. Say it again slower for
I
me,
can
dude.
Only wire transfer or Bitcoin this.
Really?
Yeah.
You better buy a little bit of Bitcoin, dude.
You don't got?
I got a little bit somewhere.
All right.
Are you
going to
fuck
dude,
me
you just
already
keep fucking
or what? What the H, dude?
Oh, my God.
All right. Way too early MVP predictions.
For what league?
Yeah, for where?
For the MLB?
Like Walmart? Like fucking...
I guess the NFL.
He guesses the NFL. The only right answer is Jalen Hurts, baby.
Moist vegetarian pasta.
Revamped,
MVP.
Offense. Yeah, I wasn't going to get there by myself.
With nasty fish liver.
What's the nasty fish liver?
NFL.
Okay. Okay.
CJ Stroud.
Damn. I think they got to make more moves in the
Well, we're doing every position.
Okay.
There can only be one MVP.
I want to change my
I know,
answer.
But we're not today.
I want to change
okay.
my answer.
Are we going to start?
Okay, go ahead. Quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Ooh, with the revamped offense, dude.
Not with that turf, dog.
With Mike Williams?
Not with that turf.
With Mikey Wills and Garrett Wilson?
He's on a revenge tour.
We'll see.
Merck? That'd be badass, dude. I'm hyped. I want to see a full Jet season so bad.
Wait, can, like, I, give a, can season. I give a top three?
Well, we're doing every position. I mean, if you want, go ahead.
Do you have three quarterbacks?
Yes. Aaron Rodgers.
Well, obviously, he's going to be a quarterback.
CJ Stroud. Josh Allen.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's not
Josh Allen is due.
They're fucking selling. They're all their offseason, they are selling they so hard. They haven't done
a lot of they got their rid defense, of a lot of their defense.
Their defense was their bread and butter, it felt like. He's and they just gave away all of them. Almost all of them.
They're gonna trade him.
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen? Well, it doesn't matter what team he's on. I just said his name, not the team.
Yeah, true. I know.
It would be crazy. To, honestly, Josh Allen, if I was Josh Allen, I'd be trying to find my way out of there.
Stephon Diggs wants his out, man.
If I was Josh Allen, I'm on my way out, dude.
Yeah, honestly,
I'm not sticking
point.
Around.
Where are you heading, Josh?
If I'm Joshy
Poo? Vikings.
Joshy. Oh, my God. That's like the perfect place.
That might actually work. He is a better Kirk Cousins.
Oh my God.
Oh. Damn. What was that?
Ew, dude. Come on. He dropped his boba.
The Vikings would be sick.
That would be
I
awesome.
Wouldn't mind Josh Allen with the Vikings.
Yeah, honestly, like they got a great receiving core. And yeah, that's about it.
Do they
it.
Have a quarterback right now? They pick somebody else?
No, they have Mullins. The worst. They have Nick Mullins. They have Josh Dobbs. No, Josh Dobbs is with like the Commanders or something like that now.
He's a backup
Drew
for the Niners, I think.
Oh, he is. You're right.
Who? Dobbs?
Dobbs plays for the Niners now.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That guy fell off so hard.
He's one of their four guys, dude.
So, what about you, Mark? What do you got for MVP?
Oh, Sam Darnold's the starter there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Good for him, man. All right, go ahead.
I want... Give me... My home bias, Jalen Hurts.
Really, after that season?
In a top three spot,
I love that
belief
so much, dude.
Top five.
I'm bought all the way in on Jalen Hurts. If he breaks my heart, he breaks my heart. But
dude, I've seen so many fire edits this week of Jalen for some reason. Like on some Batman shit.
Like the shit that makes your dick hard? Yeah, buddy.
I actually get chills. Yes. Yeah. I'm so hyped for the season. Sorry.
Until week five.
I'm bought in. I'm bought in, brother. Week five, we were
going
what, 4-1 last year?
We're going to Brazil for week one?
Nope. That's bullshit, by the way.
I'm still playing with the idea of going there. It's not far from where Amanda's from.
You have the inn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We're coming.
Thinking about it.
We're going to stay with you.
Way too early MVP prediction. You can't leave Mahomes out of it. You know?
Yeah, true.
Like, there's still plenty of offseason to go of them to add and draw people. Well,
they just got Marquise Brown.
It's clear as day that right? They don't need to do anything to win. You know? Like, their squad can do it with what they have.
They also just signed that really fast dude from the rugby team. Did you see that?
No.
They signed a dude who ran faster than DK's fastest time last year.
Really? That's
yeah.
And he's a receiver, I assume?
Uh-huh.
That's fucking great. Wow. They just got a mini Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, but he can't catch for shit. Well, I mean, he can, but he like uses his chest.
Well, we did the same shit with that fucking Olympic runner.
Yeah, and now he's gone.
We didn't. Is he gone?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we had the same shit with
fucking play.
We had fucking Quez Watkins, who can't catch a ball.
Gone.
Just fast.
Yeah, but
gone.
He played football.
He was a boner.
Gone. He's gone.
Killer.
So, your favorite is Hurts?
For quarterback? I'm trying to think. It's Mahomes or Hurts. I don't think it's going to be Josh Allen. CJ Stroud needs, I think, a little bit more around him. Be cool. I don't know. I think it's Mahomes. Mahomes or Hurts? But I say Hurts because I just want the Eagles to do well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I say Mahomes is my top.
Okay.
For MVP.
Fair enough.
What about you, Sean?
Oh, me?
Yes, man.
Oh. I have no idea.
Next you didn't think position. About this question, dude?
Not really.
You made... Okay.
I'm
smoking a cigarette in here, dude.
I think I'm on the Josh Allen train as well. Was that your number one? No.
No, dude.
It's not going to be Josh Allen.
I think he's due for an MVP
season. I'll tell you what. If Josh Allen wins, if they win 12 to 13 games with the squad that they have now.
They're not going
to
win that.
I know, but no, but if they win 12 to 13 games with the squad they have now, Josh Allen has to win the MVP because what the fuck else is around him?
He's just a super athlete.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they win more than 10 games with just him, with this squad right now, and no more, like, offseason moves or anything like that, it's going to, it'll have to be him because what the fuck? That team
what
is
the
fucking
fuck?
Well, not doing anything.
Yeah, when they changed to the coordinator that they changed to, he kind of fell off too, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's like what, well, no, he's.
And I'm a Josh Allen fan. I want him to win a Super Bowl. I would love to see him win a Super Bowl if it's not us, of course. You know,
how
like,
about Jalen does it first?
Yeah, hopefully that, yeah.
Let's get a Jalen-Josh Super Bowl.
That would be fucking sick. I would love a Super Bowl like that, but we win.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It would be a great fucking game.
True. What about receiver?
You didn't give us a three.
I wasn't supposed to give you three. I only wanted one, and you guys are giving me like seven different guys.
Who is this guy?
Like, make up your goddamn mind.
What did you tell me?
What?
Receiver?
Yeah, receiver, MVP.
Top three.
MVP or offensive player of the year? Because it's always a quarterback for MVP.
We're not.
Dude.
We're just speculating, dog. Right.
Oh, like
finger.
Wide receiver one. Like wide receiver one to end the season.
You
got to
do Tyreek. Yeah. I think.
I would agree with Tyreek.
Top Trace, Tyreek, JJ. Dude, I'm going to get crazy on you. Garrett Wilson.
That is crazy.
I like that answer. I would take, honestly, if we don't hear any more moves from the Vikings, I might pull JJ out of there and insert my boy, maybe home bias again, AJ Brown.
There's no way.
You don't think so?
I don't think with adding Saquon, I think if anything, he's going to get less touches.
Maybe. But I fully believe that JJ won't do as well unless they give any sort of quarterback back there. If I'm a Vikings fan, I'm fucking terrified for this year coming up.
Yeah.
I'm shaking in my boots, dude. I have no idea. You genuinely have no idea who your
all
quarterback's
right,
going to be.
I'm taking JJ out.
Okay.
CD.
Oh, he
CD.
Was, that's who I was.
Yeah, I like CD a lot.
You're in
dude.
My brain, dog.
I said it before. I'm so mad he's a Cowboy, dude. Yeah. I wish he played on any other team. I would like him so much more if he played on any other team. He's so fucking good.
Maybe he will one day.
I fucking hope so, dude. I hate that he's a Cowboy. You hear that they didn't renew fucking, I don't know if this is a topic or not, they didn't renew Dak's contract?
Nah.
So this last year, so this is the last year for Dak's contract.
Yeah, he might be on a different
completely
team.
Completely off topic. March Madness is going on for the viewers listening.
Wow.
UConn going into the
there's no way
Elite
they lost.
Eight, I believe. No, we're already in the Elite Eight. No, UConn went on a 30-0 run to win by 25.
Dude, they have been so dominant. They are by far the most dominant team in the tournament. It's not even
crazy.
Close. Not even close. But there is an 11 seed left.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't Portnoy put like 600K on UConn? Like at the start of the start of the March Madness, he put like 600K on UConn to win it all.
Dropping ropes, dude.
He's gonna win like a mil and something. I think.
Nah,
I think
chump change, dog. Come on.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. So I mean, it's CD for me as well.
Okay.
I think he is a really good and underrated receiver. Definitely top three in the league. It's probably him, Tyreek.
I don't think he's that underrated after last year, though.
Yeah, that's true. But
and Tyreek and who? Would you say his top three?
Him, Tyreek,
and
JJ.
JJ.
Yeah,
I would
even
agree.
With Sam Darnold as quarterback, I still think he's going to have at least a 1,000-yard season because he had Mid Cousins as his quarterback.
Mid Cousins is steps above fucking Sam Darnold, though.
Maybe like
I would say
two of them.
That goes along. That's two steps ahead, dude. That's a lot of steps, dude.
Whatever. All right, running back. We're just going to do the top. Those three positions.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Runching
back. All right, offensive lineman. No, running back.
Landon Dickerson. Running back.
He bought a lawnmower.
Okay, well, this is biased, but
Saquon.
Now you got the GOAT behind a fucking really good offensive line, Saquon.
He's not the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
No, he's not.
That
would be McCaffrey.
I would like to see...
Again, you can't count McCaffrey out.
He's going to be number one again. If he doesn't get hurt, he's number one again this year.
And... Fuck.
The king, baby.
No way. The king... He's going to get so many touchdowns, though. Regressed. He's going to get so many touchdowns.
He's the king, baby.
You're talking about Derrick Henry, right?
Yeah, and he regressed this season on a bad Titans team.
He's getting older, man.
I know. Just let him cook.
I still think he's going to have a really good season.
I still think he's going to have a great season. It's going to be some breakout guy like last year, how we never heard of
him.
Like 2 years ago, we had Josh Jacobs who came out. It felt like he came out of nowhere, right?
And then he fell off.
Then this last year, we had Kyron Williams who definitely came out of nowhere. And so then, this year, it's just going to be another guy who comes out of nowhere.
The year before Josh Jacobs, it was that other guy.
That other guy, yeah.
Devon Achen. That's my third pick.
Achen, another guy who came out of nowhere.
Because he was a rookie.
Yeah, exactly. But same with Kyron, right? Was he not a rookie? Or like sophomore?
Sophomore, I think.
Oh. The guy on the Colts.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, JT. You're right. He kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh,
like,
yeah, definitely.
Guys who have okay seasons just have an insane season randomly.
Give me Achen.
Okay.
Achen?
Number one.
As your number one? I feel like you said how much you liked him in the past, like too.
He still has Mostert in his way, though.
No.
Okay. Mark.
CMC, Saquon, and then Saquon you could probably put at three. Number two. I don't know.
This guy tried to just
King Henry.
I was gonna say sorry. This guy just tried to make me put King Henry in my top three and wasn't gonna pick it.
I'm drinking.
Write that down.
Dude, I've been drinking.
Write that down.
Oh my god. Oh sorry. Yes.
King Henry, dude, the king.
Your turn.
So I think if McCaffrey doesn't get hurt, it's going to be him.
Dude, my brother's at the UFC fights right now. That
what
fucking
egg?
Bastard.
I don't even know. Is this UFC 300?
No.
No.
When is that?
That's 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Oi. That's going to be dope. We should go see that somewhere. Anyway, I think that, I don't know about MVP, but I think Zamir White is going to have a really big season.
Who?
Zamir White.
Who the fuck is that?
On the Raiders. He was behind Josh Jacobs. He was actually pretty damn good last year, even with Jacobs getting the workhorse.
I'm not lying when I say this guy's a fucking freak, bro. You're a freak.
Yeah, you're going to look back on this and you're going to pee-pee.
You're literally a freak for saying some wild shit like that.
It's not wild.
I don't know who the fuck that
was. You literally just said that there's always a guy who breaks out.
Boston Scott.
I did say that.
RB1 for the Giants.
God damn it, dude. My ankle.
Is he going to be RB1?
He's on the Giants. Did you say Boston that? Scott's on
yeah.
the
Giants?
Yeah.
Is
no, he really?
No. Wait, that was trade interest maybe then.
No, is he not? Is he still on the
Eagles?
He's
still an Eagle. I would definitely hear that. Because because that wouldn't make sense.
He went plays to the Giants,
the team
and
he
came,
owns.
Yeah, and then he owned us.
I'd
Holy
be pissed.
Shit, I would love it.
I'd
Where
be pissed.
Is Where is no, he, Bob? Dude. Bob.
It says the Eagles still.
Oh, okay.
I definitely
I told
saw
you.
Something about...
No, you didn't. Stop.
Little Schwapper.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
Don't even say that shit.
All right, eat it, beat it, drink it. We're drinking it.
Oh, part two. I forgot.
Yeah?
JPA Football posted 19 days ago. The Giants are showing interest in former Eagles running back Boston Scott.
Maybe he got released. He might have got released.
No, we would hear about that, bro. I would know. No, if that shit happened, I would know.
I don't know.
I'd be first on scene. They call me before they make any decisions like that. They've
they
said
call
that before.
You?
Yeah, they call me. That's they make sure it's cool with me first.
That's cool.
That's what they usually do.
Nice.
Maybe they forgot this time, but I doubt it. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Boston Scott.
Drink it, right?
He's a free agent.
He's not. No, this is probably the end of
his
contract
is.
Year. This is probably his contract year.
He'll be back.
He'll be back.
Someone
don't
spit
worry.
On me.
The hell?
Yo.
In 2022, Boston Scott signed a 1-year, $2 million contract with the Eagles.
He's fine, dude. He'll come back. I'm watching this hydraulic press channel crush candy right now. It's pretty sick.
Eat it, beat it, gotta sprink it.
Eat it, beat it, drink it, brink it.
We're drinking it.
Oh, no.
We're not drinking it. but we're drinking it, you know.
Okay.
Part two. So I don't know how this is gonna go down with you people.
Oh no. You're stressing me out already.
But
I don't see any cans on the floor.
Oh, I can hide them in places you would never guess.
Blink.
Is there anywhere like that you go where you always get a specific drink?
The bar.
No, no, no. Like, you only get this drink at that place. Do you know what I mean?
Yup.
You do?
Yeah.
Nice. What is it?
King Blue Raz at Friendly's.
The King Blue, baby?
Yeah.
With the cherry and the changing color
straw?
You
know what the fuck I'm talking about, baby.
The changing... It's served in a glass just like that, no?
A giant ass yeah, mug?
No, it you is. Know? It is.
This guy doesn't know.
I know your dog.
This, no,
no.
I know your dog.
I bet
about.
Sam would know.
Because
oh, yeah,
the Shirley
would,
Temple
yeah.
comes it like inside the same glass. I know
the King Blue Raz at Friendly's, baby.
Okay. Bro, you get the King Blue Raz with your fucking with your chicken tendy meal.
And mac and cheese.
And your mac and cheese. And then for dessert, you get that Monster Mash, John. With
you
the,
get
fucking,
the fucking...
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
the fucking Reese's ears.
And the
Stop
cherry
playing
butter.
With me.
M&M
eyes. Come on.
Oh, shit. You guys are...
Wash it all down
you didn't
with the King
think
Blue
I was locked
Raz.
In like that, huh?
I didn't. I don't even have an answer. Do you?
I don't even have an answer.
Do
well,
you?
I mean,
nah, dude. Well, my answer's not as good as his, dude.
Pulled that one out,
I was
going
to say, the only drink that I go to, like, all the time is a white Monster at fucking 4 a.m. in the morning on my way to work.
That's not exactly what I meant.
I know. But that's the first thing that popped into my head, dude.
I think I really hit the nail on
or
that
a
one.
A sugar-free Red Bull when I'm tired as hell.
Not lie to you.
Yeah, you set the bar high on that one.
That was fucking difficult, dude.
No, the only reason why I thought of that, I guess, is because...
We only get sake when we go to Hibachi.
That's true, yeah. We always get sake there.
Oh, I'll get a... I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
I'll tell you what, baby.
Shamrock
I'll
cake.
Tell you what, baby. No, dude. We'll go... a lot of times, we like to go to, like, Mexican like restaurants a lot because she likes to get, like, margaritas.
Jarritos.
Yeah, and I'll get a Dos Equis. Okay. Or like at any Mexican
Cultured.
Restaurant, I love a Dos Equis,
Cultured.
Bro. With a you get a draft with a lime, dude. You squeeze that lime in there; it's fucking perfection.
Okay,
perfection.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but that's my go-to.
Got you
at a certain place.
Yeah. So
the King Blue Raz.
Fair enough.
At Friendly's.
The reason I thought of this is because I went to Puerto Rico, and I, as y'all know, I'm a beer guy. Usually,
you don't drink.
Yeah, were you drinking out there, you shit ass?
Drinking without us.
I know,
no.
You fucking...
I have proof.
He's a butthole.
I have proof.
I wasn't drinking.
Tuesday,
but...
brother. Tuesday, I have proof, brother.
He was drinking on Tuesday.
If I was drinking, I was drinking mixed drink.
Cancel,
like
Rebecca, cancel. Tuesday,
like,
brother.
Like what? What were you drinking?
No, but I'm saying...
Yeah, but what?
I was drinking mixed drinks because I was in a tropical place.
Okay, and what were you drinking?
You weren't there for vacation.
Yeah.
Why were you drinking on the
True,
clock?
True, actually.
Drinking on the clock, I see.
Who are you
Adam.
No, you're not.
I'm calling Adam. Brutal, dude.
Are you calling him or not?
He didn't hang up. Here, he didn't pick up.
He didn't hang up. He's been listening this whole time. Oh, shit. But yeah, so I was drinking. No, I wasn't. But... Funny thing, you know how, like, beer...
You didn't tell us what you were drinking.
For real, you never said anything.
What did I have? I had a mojito.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
You had something purple, dude.
That wasn't mine, that was Sam's.
You had something orange, dude.
That was an old-fashioned.
It looked creamy.
Yeah, it's old-fashioned.
The picture,
you're talking about the one with the cinnamon stick in it?
I think so.
Yeah, that was an old-fashioned.
Now, where'd you stick that cinnamon?
Ate it.
Yeah, I ate it. Yeah, so that's it.
King Blue Raz.
Yep.
And sake at Hibachi.
Yep.
Other than that, I can't really think of, like, a specific...
Me neither. I probably should have thought about it.
I was trying to think of, like, Disney stuff, but...
Oh, I like that grapefruit beer at Epcot. I forget what country. But they got grapefruit beer. It's really fucking good. I like a lot of that. It's pretty sweet, though.
Dole Whip's a good one.
That's not a drink.
Oh. True. I mean, when I go to the diner, I get French onion soup every time.
Shut your fucking mouth. That is not a drink.
That could kind of be a drink.
No.
Yeah, I slurp it.
Stop that. It's got a cheese topping, dude.
It's not a drink. Disgusting.
It is foul.
No, it's good. Have you had it?
It smells like dirty old rotten dirty.
It looks like fucking toilet water.
Have you had it?
Yeah, dude.
No,
it's like toilet water.
It looks like dirty rotten old dirty, dude.
You haven't had
What's that poop cheese layer that they have on top, dude? Why does it look like that?
I don't know. Have you had it?
Why is the cup... It's melted to the cup, too. Or the bowl.
It's
the
not.
Dish.
Have you...
It is kind of nasty.
Have you ever had it?
Yes, you've made me try it.
You made me try everything, dude.
I did not make you try it.
You made me try butt stuff once.
What?
I know.
Without me?
I know.
Fuck me, Blue.
Yeah, your cans are stacked.
Stack me, pack me, no, crack me.
All right, next round.
Sure. Yuck-o. I actually already cracked mine. I'm pretty early on this.
Can you stop?
Yucko. All
right, let's get another round going.
Yahoo.